Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we're up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Shor Shu Yotzei L'Saka. Let's say the shor killed the person, and therefore we have to take this shor out to get stoned. The Gdisho Bailov. And then, as it was taken out to get stoned, the Bailim was Makdashit. They decided to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. Se'inu Mukdash. That does not work. It does not now belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Shchato B'saru Aser. If the owner of this shor shechted it before it ever got its skila, so it was still alive and he shechted it, the meat is aser, because once it's already a shor haniskal, once they decided that it's deserving of being taken out to get killed, and therefore a shor haniskal is aser ba'anah. So at that point it already becomes aser ba'anah. But v'im ad shelo nigmar dino hikdisho bailov muktash, but if the bailim was makdashit before it had a gemar din and was declared a shor haniskal, then the hekdish works. V'im shchato b'sar mutter, and if the bailim managed to shecht it before there was a gemar din against the shor, so then you taka are allowed to eat the meat. So you're not allowed to do this because you have an obligation to kill a shor that killed somebody. But if you did it, you have an obligation to stone a shor that killed somebody. But if you did it and you shechted it before the gemar din, so you managed to beat the system improperly. But the meat is in fact going to become mutter. Mishnah test now. Let's say you own an animal and you give it over to a shomer, any of the dalid shomerim, right? Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, socher, shawel, whatever it is. Any of the dalid shomerim. Nichnasu tach sabaylim. So then the dalid shomerim are the ones that take the place of the owner. Mur mishalim nezek shalim, tam mishalim chatzi nezek. They're the ones that are going to have to pay for the damages that the shor does. And if it's a shor mu'ad, they'll have to pay nezek shalim. If it's a shor tam, they'll pay chatzi nezek. Ksharu balad b'moseira, if the owner tied up the shor really well with a leash, vinal b'fan of karaui, or he locked the gate in front of it to make sure that it doesn't, that it's not going to escape, and the gate is strong enough to withstand any normal condition, v'yatza v'hizik, but the animal somehow escaped the leash that you tied it with, or the rope that you tied it with, or somehow something happened and the gate got knocked down and the animal was able to get out, echotam v'echot mu'ad chayiv divra meir. Meir holds, whether it's a tam or whether it's a mu'ad, the bailim has to pay chatzin nezik v'tam, nezik shalim for a mu'ad, because the shmira that it did is not good enough. You have to do better shmira. The fact that you did shmira that was good enough for regular circumstances does not help you. But Rabbi Yehuda omer tam chayiv mu'ad pater, that if the animal is a tam, then you have to pay. But if it's a mu'ad, then you don't have to pay. Shneimar v'lo yishmeru bailov, because when it comes to paying nezek shalim for mu'ad, pasuk says v'lo yishmeru bailov, which sounds like that it's only if you didn't guard it the way an animal would normally be guarded that you're gonna have to pay. Veshamaruza, and this animal was guarded. Rabbi Elazar Omer ein lo shmira el hasakin, that a mu'ad can never be considered adequately watched unless you kill it. So if the owner didn't shecht it and it did damage, I don't care how well you think you watched it, you're still going to have to pay nezek shalim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches we had said that a shor that is being taken out had already had a gemar din and is being taken out to get killed, you can no longer be makdashit, it will be ineffective, and if you shecht it, the meat's going to be aser. But if you preempt the gemar din, then you're able, being makdashit is chal, and if you shecht it, the meat's going to be mutter. In Mishnah Tess, we said that if you give your shor to any of the dalit shomrim, they are now going to have to pay for any damage the shor did, whether it be a tam paying chatzi nezek or muad paying nezek shalim. If the owner of the animal tied up the animal or locked the gate in front of the animal in a normal way, and the animal ended up doing damage anyway, so we have machlokas. Rabbi Meir says that regular dinim of tam and muad, chatzi nezek nezek shalim, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, a tam is going to have the regular din, but a muad is not going to pay the nezek shalim because the Torah says v'lo yishmeranu balav, and over here this was shamur, and Rabbi Eliezer says no, there's no such thing as being shamur if it's a muad, because the only shmira of a mu'ad is to kill the mu'ad, and therefore you're going to have to pay nezek shalim. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fifth parak of Maseches Bava Kama.